This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The National Association of Conservation Districts and the Agriculture Department's Natural Resources Conservation Service signed an agreement on Monday to gain a more accurate understanding of agriculture's contribution to conservation in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Under the agreement, NRCS will provide NACD with $145,000 to gather data on the implementation of agriculture's conservation practices in the Chesapeake Bay region. The data will ultimately be used to help ensure the Chesapeake Bay model, the basis for federal policies to address bay restoration needs, accurately represents agriculture's contributions in reducing nutrient loading into the bay. In a typical year, 551 workers die while doing agricultural work in the United States, and about 88,000 suffer lost time injuries. Most of these incidents are preventable. National Farm Safety and Health Week, September 19th through the 25th, recognizes the hazardous nature of the agriculture industry and promotes awareness of safety solutions. This annual event was initiated by the National Safety Council in 1944 and has been proclaimed as such by each U.S. president since. In conjunction with the week-long observance, the National Institute for Farm Safety is sharing its collective expertise with an updated list of farm safety and health professionals who serve as contacts for agricultural safety and health issues in order to provide access to local professionals. The list can be found on the NIFS website at www.nifsagsafety.org. There also will be a link to the list from the website of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety. NECAS is the agricultural partner for the NSC and has developed a variety of other safety articles and public service announcements on this year's theme for National Farm Safety and Health Week, ATVs, Work Smart, Ride Safe. First Lady Michelle Obama is urging restaurateurs to rethink the way they offer food and urge them to provide more nutritious choices for both adults and children. At the fall board meeting of the National Restaurant Association held in Washington, D.C. on Monday, Obama urged restaurants to provide more information about food served. Mrs. Obama says that in the restaurant industry, creativity is their lifeblood. She adds, It's what sets them apart from the competition, and it keeps customers coming back for more. She asked those attending to use that creativity to rethink the food offered, especially dishes aimed at young people, and to help consumers make the healthier choice the easier choice. Obama said restaurants should use more whole wheat pasta and reduce butter and cream in recipes. The New York Times reports the Food and Drug Administration is poised to issue its strongest guidelines ever on animal antibiotics as a means to reduce what it considers a clear risk to human health. The guidelines are expected to end the use of antibiotics for animal growth and call for tighter oversight by veterinarians. According to the Times article, the agency's final version is expected within months and comes at a time when animal confinement methods, safety monitoring, and other aspects of so-called factory farming are also under sharp attack. The federal proposal has struck a nerve among major livestock producers who argue that a direct link between farms and human illnesses has not been proved. The producers are vigorously opposing it, even as many medical and health experts call it too timid. The National Pork Producers Association says there is no conclusive scientific evidence that antibiotics used in food animals have a significant impact on the effectiveness of antibiotics in people. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday rejected two separate amendments that would have eased Form 1099 requirements for farms and small businesses. In a 46-52 vote, the Senate failed to invoke cloture on an amendment by Senator Mike Johanns of Nebraska that would repeal Form 1099 requirements that are part of the massive health care law. Farm Bureau strongly backed the amendment that would do away with the requirement for filing a Form 1099 for business transactions totaling more than $600. In a 56-42 vote, the Senate also failed to invoke cloture on an amendment by Senator Bill Nelson of Florida to exempt small businesses from reporting and increase reporting thresholds for larger businesses. Farm Bureau opposed the Nelson amendment. 60 votes are required to invoke cloture. However, the Senate did vote 61-37 to invoke cloture and begin up to 30 hours of debate on a substitute amendment by Senators Max Baucus of Montana and Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. Farm Bureau supports the amendment and sent a letter to senators urging its passage. AFBF President Bob Stallman wrote, "The substitute contains an increase in Section 179 small business expensing and the reinstatement of bonus depreciation that would help farmers and ranchers by improving their cash flow and allowing a better match of income and expenses." The substitute amendment also includes provisions supported by Farm Bureau to expand the health care deduction so that it can also be taken against the self-employment tax and make health insurance more affordable. Other provisions helpful to agriculture including aquaculture in disaster recovery programs, the increased deduction for startup expenditures, and provisions to stimulate small business export promotion and expand small business trade opportunities. In an effort to help clarify the labeling of food products for consumers, the Corn Refiners Association on Tuesday petitioned the Food and Drug Administration to allow manufacturers the option of using corn sugar as an alternative name for high fructose corn syrup. Audrey Erickson, CRA president, says consumers need to know what is in their foods and where their foods come from, and we want to be clear with them. The term corn sugar succinctly and accurately describes what this natural ingredient is and where it comes from, corn. Contrary to widespread consumer belief, high fructose corn syrup, a safe and affordable natural sweetener found in many popular products on grocery shelves, is not high in fructose when compared with other commonly used nutritive sweeteners, including table sugar, honey, and fruit juice concentrates, according to CRA. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced Tuesday that the Agriculture Department will accept 4.3 million acres offered by landowners under the Conservation Reserve Program general sign-up. The selections preserve and enhance environmentally sensitive lands, including wetlands, while providing payments to property owners. The Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations and the UN World Food Program announced Tuesday that the number of hungry people in the world remains unacceptably high despite expected recent gains that have pushed the figure below 1 billion. The new estimate of the number of people who will suffer chronic hunger this year is 925 million, 98 million down from 1.023 billion in 2009. FAO Director General Jacques Diouf says this is absolutely unacceptable. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.